Good morning, my ACN family. I hope now you can hear me. The air has been corrected, technical issues here. But my name is Tina Gitsinji, and I'm a regional director out of Connecticut. I'm grateful to have been given the honor and privilege to share a few minutes with you this morning, August 15, 2023. Like Mr. Adler would say, thanks to all the leaders who do these mojo calls, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Taking over from where we left off, I know it's hard to follow after that, but I thought I would say my topic this morning is courage to ask outwardly what you see inwardly. I want to remind you that it takes courage to be successful. Actually, it took courage, a lot of courage, for me to be on this module. I don't know, for some reason, things happen. But you have to follow through with what you said you'll do. So last night's team Zoom, hosted by our very own Senior Vice President, Mrs. Leanne Gabriel, featured a special guest speaker, Mr. Eric Warwick, author of GoPro. He showed us how to face our fears out of necessity. And he told us we will never get to realize our full potential if we only did those things that we love. We have to take that extra step, take a chance on ourselves, and not be afraid to fail. Success in life comes as a result of the decisions that we make. Are you willing to take the risk and do something that scares you or makes you uncomfortable? Public speaking, for me, is not my cup of tea. But I'm here anyway. I don't want to do that. What makes me comfortable or what I'm comfortable with. I want to do that thing that makes me uncomfortable, gets me out of my comfort zone. We found great nuggets from last night's call. He told us to find a prospect, start a conversation, pivot from regular conversation to business conversation, and then recruit us. Make the presentation not about you, but about the person that you're talking to, redirecting them to something bigger than ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, to learn about all this, if you haven't yet registered for the GoPro Recruiting Challenge, August 26th, make sure that you do that. Your mentors or the person who is working with you will help you. August 26th will be a day of your breakthrough, declared Mrs. Leanne Gabriel. And I want to read something here. I hope you can still hear me. I'm in a noisy place.
You're perfectly clear, yeah.
In this life, is either won or lost in the mind. Your mindset simply determines your success in life. Those that think they can and those that think they can't are both right. This doesn't mean that things will always work out how you plan them to or perceive them, but simply changing how you view those things. It makes a huge difference. Our business isn't for the simple-minded. It requires a tough mindset in the face of rejection and disappointment, and sometimes failures. You have such a determination to want to make it that you sometimes have to look foolish or insane. I'll do this again. Every battle we fight in this life is either won or lost in the mind. Your mindset simply determines your success in life. Those that think they can and those that think they can't are both right. This doesn't mean that things will always work out how you plan them or perceive them, but that simply changing how you view those things makes a huge difference. Our business isn't for the simple-minded. It requires a tough mindset in the face of rejection and disappointments and sometimes failures. You have to have such a determination to want to make it that you sometimes have to look foolish or insane because you simply refuse to give up. You have to find your purpose and motivation because without it, it's very easy to give up and walk away disappointed. But if you're working your purpose, they simply become stepping stones to propel you to greater heights. It's often said that we don't look at the world as it is, but as we are, meaning we tend to judge and see the world based on our experiences in life. Very few things that are worthwhile in life come without a cost. If it's worth it, it will undoubtedly cost you something. Are you willing to pay the price? What are you willing to sacrifice? The greatest inventors in our lifetime had to endure the pain of rejection and doubted them. They sometimes doubted themselves, but they were determined to achieve an objective that they were willing to push just a little bit further. Stay up a little longer. Do that thing that scared them the most. And it's through that perseverance that the greatest inventions were made. So simply ask yourself this morning, why am I doing what I'm doing? That's my motivation. What's my purpose? What am I willing to do to go past my comfort zone? You drown not by falling into the river, but staying submerged in it. So are you willing to take the risk? Do something that scares you or makes you uncomfortable? Am I willing to change my mindset to succeed in SEM? Success in life comes as a result of the decisions you make. Failure in life don't just happen. Failure in life comes as a result of the decisions you make. You become in life exactly what you determine to be. It may seem a cliché, but the truth is, sometimes we get a little too comfortable, a little too risk-averse, and that's what many people do. They don't want to realize their dream. They forget who they are when they signed that application, when they joined SEM, and they let their nose knock them out of the way. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me. Find a prospect, start a conversation, pivot from that regular conversation to business conversation. Recruiter, make the presentation presentable. Thank you so much. Have a great and productive day, and God bless you.